Ich kann sagen, dass ich nicht so sagen würde, dass ich sage, warum darf Jud? Sag mir einfach, hat das was Schecht Lishma with intent that he would do this Zerik and not Lishma? Rabbi Yechon says the carbon is possible, Rish Lakish says it's kosher, Rabbi Yechon says it's possible, because he says that we learn from Pigel, which is done during one of the four blood avoidus, and the Kohen had in mind that the carbon would either be eaten or placed on the Mizbeach after its allowable time for doing so. So we learn from over there that an intent had during one avoida regarding another avoida is affected. Right? They can mechashm l'avoida l'avoida. For example, if during the Shechita he had in mind to do the Zerika after the allowable time, it's Pigel and it's possible. Rish Lakish says it's kosher because he says that an intent during one Avodah regarding another Avodah is not affected because we don't learn it from Pigel. That's a special din by Pigel. Mar says they're following their views that they say elsewhere because we learn that if someone shechts an animal with intent to do Zerika or to offer the fats for the sake of Avodah Zarah, Rabbi Yochanan says the animal is also banu because an intent during one Avodah regarding another Avodah is effective. And we learn this halacha regarding Avodah Zarah from the halacha of a karbonis offer to Hashem. Rish Lakish says the animal is mutar banu because an intent during one Avodah regarding another Avodah is not effective, and we don't learn this halacha regarding Avodah Zarah from the halacha of regular kabbonis that are brought to Hashem. The Mar says it with tricha to have this machalikas in both places because we only had the case of Avodah Zarah. We would say over there, Rish Lakish says that we can't learn Avodah Zarah from kabbonis to Hashem, but when dealing with kabbonis to Hashem, we can learn one aspect from another, meaning we can learn intent from one Avodah to another based just from Pigel. But if we would only have the case of kabbonis to Hashem, we would say Rabbi Yochanan agrees that we can't learn the case of Avodah Zarah from the case of kabbonis to Hashem, therefore we need both cases of machalikas. Mar says that when Rav Dimi came, he said that Rav Yemi asked in support of Rabbi Yochanan, and Rav Eila asked in support of Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yemi said that regarding Pigel, if a person would say, I am shechting this carbon beyond its proper time, the carbon remains kosher. Yet when during the Shechita he intends to do the Zerika beyond its proper time, the carbon is possible. So then regarding the halacha of Shema, where if a person said, I am shechting this carbon l'shma, not l'shma, then it's possible. Then surely if he says during the Shechita that he intends to do the Zerika not l'shma, for sure it should be possible. In fact, the Rabbi Bar Ahiloi asked, you can't make this Kavu Chaimim, because we can say that the case of Pigel is more Chumerdik in that it carries Karis. As more rather, Rabbi Bar Ahiloi says, the Kavu Chaimim of Rav Yirmiyahu was as follows. If a Kohen says, I'm shechting this carbon outside of its proper place, it remains kosher. I mean, the statement is meaningless if he ultimately shechts it in its proper place. And yet, if he says during the Shechita that he intends to do the Zerika outside of the proper place, it's possible, no Karis, then surely in a case of a regular carbon, where if he says he's shechting the carbon not l'shma, he's shechting it not l'shma, it's possible. Then if he says he's shechting the carbon with intent to do the Zerika not l'shma, it surely should be possible. Rav Ashi asks, no, it's Kavu Chaimim. Vayta is not good. Why? It may be that the intent for beyond its place is treated like this because it's more chumerdik, since the halacha applies to all karbanos, whereas the pasul of not lishma only applies to karban pesach and the karban chatos. Everything more, rather, Rav Ashi said the Kavu Chaimim of Rav Yirmiyahu was as follows. If a Kohen says, I'm shechting this carbon for the sake of someone other than the owner, it's kosher. Yet, if he during the Shechita he intends to do the Zerika for the sake of someone other than the owner, the carbon is possible. Then in the case where if he says he's shechting the carbon not for its sake, it will be possible. Surely if he says during the Shechita that he intends to do the Zerika not for its sake, it will be possible. Rav Eila said, the Torah didn't have to write the halacha of Lishma of Zerika because it could have learned it from Kavu Chaimim, from Shechita and Kabbalah. The reason the Torah did write the halacha was to teach that intention during one Avodah regarding another Avodah is not effective. Rav Papa asked, maybe the fact that it's written teaches that intention during one Avodah to another Avodah is effective. And for the Gemara, if that's what is meant to be taught, the Torah would not have to write it. We would not have to write it at all, and we could learn it from the Kavu Chaimim. Rav Yechon would say it's not a valid Kavu Chaimim because he would say that Shechita and Kabbalah are more chumerdik in that they must be done in the tzafen of the Azara and apply even for Kabbonis the Chatois Apnimius, whereas Rika doesn't have these characteristics. Rish Lakish would say that Lishma is learned from Ashlamim, and the Shechita and Kabbalah of Ashlamim don't have these requirements. Therefore, it is a valid Kavu Chaimim. Mara says if a Chatos was Shechted Lishma with intent that he would do this Rika not Lishma, Rav Nachman says the carbon is possible, Rabbah says it's kosher, Rabbah then retracted his view and held Rav Nachman because of the Kavu Chaimim of Rav Ashi. Mishnah then said, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Af Ha'osham. A Brice says, Rabbi Eliezer said, a chatas is brought for a chet, and an osham is brought for a chet. Just like a chatas becomes possible when it's offered not lishma, same is true for an osham. Rabbi Yeshua said, it's not a good comparison, because the blood of a chatas is put onto the mizbeach above the line, above the chutas sikra, whereas the blood of an osham is offered below the chutas sikra. Rabbi Eliezer said, a carbon pesach has his blood offered below the chutas sikra, and yet it's possible it's not shech lishma. So we see that the place of the blood offering is not determinative. Rabbi Yeshua said, pesach is different because it has a fixed time during the year when it can be offered. Rabbi Eliezer said, a chatas can be offered any time, and yet it has to be shech l'shma. Rabbi Yeshua said, I will repeat what I said earlier, that the Asham can't be compared to a chatas because his blood is offered above the chutas sikra. Rabbi Eliezer then made another argument. He said like this, the pasuk regarding the Shechita of the Chatas says he. The pasuk regarding the Shechita of the Pesach says who, which teach that if they're brought lishma, they're kosher. If not, they're pasul. The pasuk regarding Asham also says who, and therefore also teaches that if it's brought not lishma, it's also pasul. Rabbi Yeshua said, no, the who written regarding an Asham is written after the requirement to offer the Averim on the, or the Amarim of the Karban on the Mizbeach. The offering of these pieces are not essential, and the Karban would be kosher if they're not offered. So the who written over there can't be teaching that something is essential to make the Karban pasul. Well, as I said, the pasuk says, kachatas ka'asham, which teaches the hekesh, just like a chatas becomes pasul when it's offered, not lishma. The same is true for an asham. Okay, fracting about when Rabbi Yeshua said, I will repeat what I said earlier, that the Asham cannot be compared to a Chatas because his blood is offered above the Chotas Sikra. Why couldn't we simply answer that we would then learn the Asham from a Tzara Shav from Pesach and Chatas? Mar said, we would refute that by saying that Pesach and Chatas both have an aspect of Karis, whereas Asham does not. Fracting about Rabbi Yeshua said, the Chatas is different because his blood is offered above the Chotas Sikra. Why didn't Rabbi Yeshua say the Chatas is different because his blood is offered in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, whereas the blood of an Asham is not? Mar said we're only referring to a chatas that's offered on the outside, not the one that goes, not a chatas of panimius. Why didn't he say that a chatas is more stringent? Because when a chatas that is supposed to be offered outside is offered inside, it becomes possible, where we don't find a psul for ashram. And if more, but as a whole, that an ashram would become possible in this way as well. Why didn't he say that a chatas is more chumadek? Because it provides a kapara for someone who's chayiv karis. And if more, but Eliezer would be able to learn ashram from a chatas brought for the aveir of shmias koil, which doesn't have karis. Why didn't he say that a chatas more chumadik because it requires the blood to be placed on each corner of the mizbeach separately, to have four separate matnas dam. Who says that all kabbanas require four matnas dam, even the shtayim shein arba are two separate ones on each corner. Why didn't he say that the chatas is more chumadik because it requires that its blood be placed on each of the four corners, whereas an ashram is placed on the two opposite corners, they're touching all four sides, but it's not on all four corners. And there are many other differences he could have asked. He could have said the chatas blood has to be applied by the finger, it has to be applied onto the horn, onto the keren of the mizbeach, it has to be applied down the edge of the mizbeach. However, he chooses the one thing to ask, that's why he doesn't bring the others. Shekhmer Rabbi Yeshua said that chatas is different because his blood is offered above the chutas sikra. Why did Rabbi Yehuda say that an asham should also be offered above the line like a chatas? Abaya said we couldn't say that because based on a kavuchemer from oila, an oila is kulei kalul on the mizbeach, and yet its blood is offered below the chutas sikra. So surely an asham's blood is offered below the chutas sikra. Shekhmer, maybe an oila is not offered above the chutas sikra because it doesn't bring a kapara. If the Mara Bird Chatas brings a kapara and still is offered below the Chutas Sikra, if the Mara Bird Chatas doesn't require Shechita, maybe that's why it's offered below the Chutas Sikra. If the Mara Oiler requires Shechita and yet it's offered below the Chutas Sikra. So we're going to go back and forth. Tzad HaShava is, they're both Kodshei Kodeshim and their blood is offered below the Chutas Sikra. We then, they also say Asham is in the same category and therefore also has its blood below the Chutas Sikra. Check my Rabbi Bar Parzaki asked Rav Ashi, maybe Asham is different than these two in that it has a required minimum value that you have to pay for the animal. Rather, Zakmar, the reason Rabbi Eliezer holds that only a chatas has his blood offered above the chutas sikra, because the pasuk says Hakoyen Hamachate Oisa, which teaches that only a chatas has his blood offered above the chutas sikra, no other carbon does. Check my if you dashen this way, we should also dashen the oisa of a chatas that teaches only a chatas becomes possible when it's not lishma, but other kabbanas do not become possible. And tomorrow, the fact that a Pesach also becomes possible in this way shows that the pasuk should not be dashed in this way. If so, Fekhmar, it should not be dashed in this way for the placement of the blood because a bird's oil is also put above the Chutas Sikra. And for the Gemara, still with regard to the carbon that needs Shechita, it's only a Chatas that has its blood above the Chutas Sikra. Another Teretz, we can say that the Tana follows Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rav Shimon, who says in a Braisa that the blood of a chatas is placed on the keren itself, whereas the blood of a bird oil is applied anywhere above the Chutas Sikra, so they're not actually done in the same place.